Hello, everybody. This is the Paranormal Guide's new podcast, Podcast 000. This falls out of the regular sequence of podcasts in that we're really today just here to talk about ourselves, the Paranormal Guide. So, as always, I am joined by Paul.
How you going, everyone?
Tash.
Hi.
And Debbie.
Hello, everyone.
And today we're just going to talk a little bit about what we do, as well as what's coming up in the future for the podcast. We've got an interview about halfway in the show on something a little bit off topic, but we thought it was a good place to chuck it anyway. So first of all, I guess, talk about the Paranormal Guide. Guys, what do we think the Paranormal Guide is? So Paul, because you're to my left and we'll go clockwise.
No worries. So the Paranormal Guide, we're just a group of young to middle-age adventurers, I suppose, who explore the paranormal, all aspects of the paranormal, from, I guess UFOs and aliens to the hauntings and even true crime.
Did you say adventurers because of the show Ghost Adventures? Do you fancy yourself a bit of a Zach Bagans there, Paul?
No, I mentioned adventurers because I believe I am adventurous. I like skydiving, bungee jumping, and all that sort of stuff. Nothing to do with ghost adventurers.
Sounds like a bloody singles profile that you're speaking out there, Paul. we're gonna move on from Paul before he starts getting all the women picking him up. Tash, what do you think the Paranormal Guide is? What is it in your mind?
In my mind, it's a group of people that have formed a team with the same sorts interests, but some with different abilities and different strengths as to each other. Paul's good with his technology and he's very technical minded, whereas I'm not. I'm very spiritual. So, yeah, just a diverse range of people getting together and, you know, researching.
That's a pretty fair assumption what the Paranormal Guide is. Debbie, what do you think it is? What does it mean to you?
It means an interesting website with lots of different subject titles that could be of interest to lots of different people. So there's something there for everyone with us, I think.
What's everyone's role? Debbie, what's your role within the guide? So, well, mainly with the podcast, what have you been doing?
I enjoy interviewing people and going out and exploring places and seeing what I can find out, researching the crime aspects of the page and also religions, cults and sects. So I go out and about and meet lots of interesting people, really.
That was sects.
It was.
Not religious and cultish sects.
S-E-C-T-S.
And Tash, what's your role here? What do you bring to the podcast?
Pretty much my spiritual wisdom and a different aspect from everybody, really. My wisdoms and my teachings have been on a different path to anyone else in here. Can't really explain it, but yeah, being a psychic, my mind obviously works differently to everybody else's.
Well, I'm the tech guy, I suppose, so my role is to find equipment and use equipment to find ghosts and spirits or aliens or whatever we're required to find at the time when we're looking. What's your role, Ash?
I just keep this thing happening. I edited it.
And your description of the Paranormal Guide?
The Paranormal Guide is a place where you can come and see many different forms of multimedia come into one on all things paranormal. So we'll talk about just about anything of a paranormal or odd or dark nature. We'll produce different forms of multimedia, so videos, the podcast, articles, photo thingies with descriptions. All sorts of things. And, you know, being that this podcast is something that you can access any time, I guess if we were to bring up news, it would definitely be out of date if you're going to come and listen to this 20 years down the track. Well, we hope people are listening 20 years down the track. So I guess with the podcast specifically, it's topical. So we'll pick a topic. So say some of the future topics are like demonology or what do we think on paranormal shows or, you know, anything that isn't just based in the now. So it's something that can always have relevance to someone that wants to look at that, well, get information on that topic. So that to me is what it is. We're not so much news, we're more just about the theme and the ideas and, come on guys, someone jump in here.
And diversity.
We can never get outdated because we don't actually focus on current events.
Okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at one of our new, I guess, segments of the podcast, which is Debbie hitting the streets and asking people what they think about the topics in hand. So we'll be right back soon.
At Alpine Nirvana, we are Australia's online suppliers of quality occult products. We have a wide selection of products for spiritual enhancement, protection, cleansing, and divination. Items include smudge sticks, incense, herbs, crystals, books, and coming soon, hoodoo curios. Alpine Nirvana, helping to bridge the gap between the spiritual and the paranormal. www.alpinenirvana.com.au or follow us on Facebook. Introducing Go Shack, Australia's first exclusive paranormal equipment web store, providing Aussies with many of the sought-after materials to delve into paranormal exploration. Go Shack currently offers items such as IR lights and full-spectrum digital cameras, mel meters, pods, full-spectrum illuminators, and much more. If we don't have what you're looking for, we will endeavour to provide it for you. Go Shack prides itself on providing Aussies with high-quality products at prices unmatched across the globe. Check us out at goshack.com.au or find us on Facebook.
That was a private moment from Paul.
We've just come back in. Paul's decided to do a bit of sucking, so if you hear any clicking and, I guess, sensual sounds in the background, that's Paul sucking on, well, I don't know what, to be honest, and it's probably best left that way. But we've come back after those adverts, so just so you know, we are going to start running adverts here, and we're not charging for these adverts. All these are coming from sponsors who are going to be providing us with prizes to give away to all our listeners and all our fans on the Facebook page. By running these adverts, all of you guys get a great chance to learn a bit about some of the products and businesses out there, as well as, you know, get a chance to get some of it for free, or maybe we'll have some great offers coming up for you. Now that we're back, we can talk about a brand new segment. So Debbie, our reporter, roving reporter, so to speak, and thrown her out in the streets somewhere, wherever she chooses to go, and to go ask, and I guess, would harass be a correct term to use here?
No.
No, not harass. I guess to slowly and like a shadow ease into people's conversations and what they're doing out there and ask them questions about the topics that we're covering in the podcast. So Debbie, just as a one-off now, talk to a little bit about what happened there and the process before we listen to some of the responses you got.
I wandered down to Vundle Street. I thought that might be a cool place, sort of late shopping time, to get people relaxing on a Friday evening, and literally told people who we are. This is what we're doing. These are the questions. Would you mind if we recorded just your voice? It's all anonymous. And a great deal of people didn't mind at all.
Excellent. And so I didn't mind. Did you have anyone say no to you?
I had a few people say no, but as I entered a couple of bars, I went into the Austral and I went into the Exeter and I went into a bookshop. A couple of people said, "Ah, nice day, have a drink, tell us all about it." But it was pretty positive all the way around. Interestingly, the later it got on, say as it got close to 7 or 8 o'clock, people had a few more drinks, so they weren't quite as approachable. I actually found they were more approachable before they got pissed.
Were you like Golem in the background and kind of just, you know, sneakily get in there and all of a sudden they turn around and you're sitting at the table enjoying a meal with them and then here's the voice recorder?
Do you want to know one story? You can cut this out if you
want. Go for it.
The first table I went up to in Rundle Street, there's a group of gentlemen and they were sort of businessy looking gentlemen. The guy had his shirt open, a bit of gold showing, bottle of wine, and there was several of them sitting at this table. I said, "Oh, hello, blah, 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 this is who we are." And he said, "Oh, maybe that guy over there would be interested." I said, "Oh, that's okay, sure, no worries." Someone, now we can cut this out if you want, someone Trimboli. So I think the very first table I approached in Rundle Street was the Mafia.
Excellent. Get into it.
Should have done a True Crimes.
And the second half of that, as I was doing laps up and down Rundle Street and the Rundle Mall, as I walked down the other side, he saw me and he had his glass of wine and he raised it and winked at me.
Oh, excellent.
Did you wink back?
I think he thought I might have been an undercover cop. That's why I'm not going to record their voices. There are a couple of trippy answers, as you will hear.
Okay. Oh, cool. Let's listen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tash. That's awesome. She just jumped it. Bam. All right, so we'll play these now. So this is what people think, what the Paranormal Guide is, just the general public's opinion.
Paranormal Guide's on the streets today and we're asking people, with a name like the Paranormal Guide, what do they think the Paranormal Guide would do? What do you think the Paranormal Guide would do, sir?
Talk about maybe the afterlife, ghosts and spirits.
I believe the same thing. investigate ghosts and supernatural powers?
Paranormal Guide. I believe this website might be a guide to... might be able to show me where the places are in Australia where people have experienced paranormal activity.
Well, it would report on paranormal behaviour.
It's sort of like a guide to paranormal activity in sort of things that people come in contact with. I would suppose the paranormal guide would investigate them and sort of have a look at, you know, what it is that they mean.
I think a paranormal guide would kind of be like a guide to things that are on a different frequency or level. People's perception of things are usually on a very straightforward level, like just kind of what you can see and touch. But things that are considered paranormal are things that happen on different planes of understanding and different frequencies. And I believe this guide would kind of alert people to how this occurs and what occurs on these planes and inform them of that.
What do you think a website like the Paranormal Guide would do?
You investigate things out of the ordinary, such as ghosts, what are they called? Aliens, and things along that line.
A Paranormal Guide could possibly be a guide to paranormal activity, ghosts and such, all that kind of jazz, the weird supernatural realm and whatnot. It's an interesting ghost kind of conception. I have no idea.
I think you guys like research like paranormal activity stuff, like in the movie, like that movie, like ghosts and things and like poltergeists and stuff. Yeah, I think you go to like haunted, abandoned like warehouses and shit. Put all your equipment down and find out what's there. And if there is shit there, then you tell people, I guess. Yeah.
And what do you think the paranormal guide might do?
I think that it's like stuff like to do with outer space, like Mars, researching the like alien like life on Mars. So I think that's cool. And an investigator, someone who does the testing and looks at all of the like information, all of the like samples and stuff they get from like space and shit.
It meant something to do with medication that made you go normal insofar as perhaps an illness or a disease was concerned that you had. It does seem to be a suggestion that it's a guide to good health, to the truth, security, so on and on.
I suppose you investigate ghosts and UFOs, aliens, that kind of thing.
I don't know, I suppose conversation, discussion about what paranormal is and whether or not it's true.
There you go, guys. And just to throw in there that we're not actually chemists.
The gentleman who spoke about that, I must admit, he was a homeless gentleman. And I just kind of felt sorry for him. He was playing a harmonica by himself down the arse end of Hindley Street. And I thought, oh, well, I'll just ask him. And health was obviously on his mind.
Yeah, you could hear it.
I don't know what to say.
Some of the comments were saying like they were more stuck on the words paranormal and guide, like it's a guide to go to locations and it's a guide to the paranormal.
I'd really like to go to Mars and do a bit of exploration. I think that was a great idea, but unfortunately we don't have a rocket yet.
Yeah, the tech guy should be all over that. Although we don't have the budget to go to Mars just yet, maybe in 20 years when Mars exploration, when Richard Branson gets us all up there for under $1 million a head, it'd be fantastic.
It would, and the suits would be great. I'd like to go to a few other places first, though, I think.
So as a whole, do you guys think that the name the Paranormal Guide gave, I guess, the general public a good idea of what we do?
No, I think it... sort of, according to our public speakers there, I think it was led him in the wrong direction a little bit, but it's just a name, so I think once they go to the website, they know exactly what we're on about.
I gave out plenty of cards to those people as well, so they could actually see the website, and I explained to them about the other subject titles and stuff. So,
well, that's probably where the whole Mars thing came from, because our actual symbol is planet Earth with Australia, so that... you know, seeing the planet, they probably thought it was more about outer space sort of thing.
Well, they might. Well, I guess it really is keen to point out right here that we're not just about ghosts. There's a lot of sites out there that do focus on ghosts. And we do focus on ghosts quite a bit, just for the fact that I think they're the most fun to research and the most hands-on, like being able to go somewhere. But that, I guess when people were assuming that we were a guide on places where to go, we do a little bit of that. We do detail the histories. Like, Debbie's gone out and made a few videos around Adelaide. We've been talking to some people that might be producing some videos in their cities and areas. So I guess we do. I guess we do cover that. But the most misguided, well, not misguided, but the most out there response was that we were some former chemists and good health.
Buy a tonic water from us and it will cure everything.
Oh, we could become snake oil salesmen.
That's it. I suppose paranormal would be included in that back in the old days.
Debbie, so when you went out there, was there much more conversation? Did you talk to these people a little bit more off recorder? Like, were you getting more comments and what were those like?
I was out there for 6 hours and I managed to talk to about 12 to 15 people, spoke to probably about 25 to 30 people. And yeah, they were all interested and they were all sort of getting the gist of what it was about with further conversation.
Well, that's it. So that was Feed on the Street, the very, very first one. Thanks to Debbie for going out there, and she'll be out there quite often. So if you see this strange looking.
Thanks, Ash.
If you see the 6 foot blonde woman walking around with the voice recorder handing out the paranormal guide cards, stop her, say good day, answer the question of the week. And we would like you to answer the same question. If you jump onto the Facebook page, www.facebook.com/theparanormalguide, tell us what you think the paranormal guide means. I guess you're not just the general public. You've been on our page. You've had a look. So what does it mean to you? And when we come back from the break, we'll be interviewing a gentleman who's, I guess, got his own kind of guide happening together. It's a worldwide one, a new piece of social networking that anyone with an interest in the paranormal should get onto. So, yeah, we'll be right back with that.
Are you part of a paranormal investigation group? Want to find out more about any workshops, courses and events in your area? Are you searching for a paranormal group to join? Or are you after the latest paranormal equipment being sold here in Australia? Then log on to Access Paranormal, where you can find a list of paranormal groups around the country, available jobs, where to buy paranormal equipment and recommended reading. The website is accessparanormal.com. Australia's chosen paranormal networking website.
That last ad break there was for Access Paranormal. We've had Beth Luscombe onto the show, well, not on the podcast, but we've interviewed her before. And if you go onto our Podbean account or into our podcast app on the Facebook page, you'll find that interview. And I think it's a perfect segue for what we're going to be talking about next. So Beth Luscombe has kind of made a centralized resource of information on all paranormal teams, businesses, services, workshops, tours in Australia, whereas the person we're talking to next, Alex Hedge, all the way out in Kentucky in the US.
Wow.
That's right. Oh, wow, indeed. That's right. We're worldwide, folks. He's made his own piece of social media networking just for paranormal investigators and anyone with a paranormal interest. We'll take a listen to this interview, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it afterwards. So here we are, interviewing Alex Hedge. This evening I'm talking to Alex Hedge, who hails from Ashland in Kentucky over in the US. What we're going to talk about tonight is unity in the paranormal community and how Alex has gone above and beyond what a lot of other teams are trying to do with bringing unity in the paranormal community. Alex has actually gone out and made himself his own piece of social media network so that ghost hunters and people with an interest can come together online in their very own specially purpose-built website. I guess it's kind of similar to Facebook. So, Alex, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad over here. So I guess what we're here to talk about mainly is your website, Ghost Hunters United. So first of all, to make a website such as this, you would have had to have seen a need for some unity in the paranormal community. Are there kind of factions over in the US, like little cliques of groups sticking together, holding onto their spots, not letting people around? So, you know, is it a fragmented community?
It is, and you see it. You see it on Facebook. You see it on Twitter. You know, teams arguing with other teams. It's not only us seeing it. It's potential clients that see it also. So if they're seeing us bicker back and forth, what are they going to think? You know, so I believe that there is a need for paranormal unity. And, you know, we built a site. Anybody's welcome to come and join our website. You know, just kind of get tired of seeing all the fighting and arguing. You know, it's like when we first started, we had an issue. We contacted a paranormal team near us. And they said, you know, if you don't know the answer to your question, then you shouldn't be investigating. You know, so they didn't even want to help.
Well, that's a little bit out there because, in my opinion, and I've been investigating for a little while myself as well, is I don't think anyone knows 100% concrete answers in this field. So having someone tell you, especially if you're new in the field, that if you don't know the answer, you shouldn't be in here. Well, I believe that the person that said that is completely in the wrong.
Well, I agree with you. You know, I don't care if you've been doing it 5 years. I don't care if you've been doing it for 10 years, yep. 20, 30 years. You don't know everything.
And I think that's what's good about Ghost Hunters United, because you've now made a venue for paranormal investigators, for people that have an interest and maybe wanting to get into it, or people that might be going through a haunting of their own in their home. And it really can be a lot more private because it's not completely open to the scrutiny of the public as a whole, although anyone can join.
It's open to anybody that wants to join.
Yep.
But if you come in with an attitude, you know, causing problems and so on, well, you're not going to last very long.
And I think that's the good thing because at the moment it is still only small, but you've got, well, I don't know by the time this airs how many members you have, but as we're talking, you've got about 280, 290 paranormal investigators and people with a passion, and I guess you can already see it's a close-knit community. They're all communicating with each other. They're all very pleasant and friendly with each other, and they're all helping each other out.
Yes. Well, I have to agree with you 100%. And, you know, that's what we're about, is actually trying to grow with each other. And, you know, I want a place where you feel safe. You can come in, you can ask any question whatsoever. And that has to deal with the paranormal community, you know, an investigation. And, you know, you can ask any question and not be scared of getting a reply. I'd be like, you know, you're stupid. You shouldn't be doing this.
So with the website itself, what kind of things can people do on there? It's not just to make a profile and go for it. Well, I guess that's the way a lot of people take it. But there's a lot of different facilities on there. Did you want to walk us through a couple of those?
Sure. You know, we've got a market that is on the website itself. And you could sell, you know, used equipment, new equipment, books. You can sell whatever you want to sell. For absolutely free of charge. You know, we don't charge for our website. Most places do. You know, most of these websites that you see on the internet, they charge for everything. Hmm. I got on I'm not saying the website name. They had a market on theirs charging $25 a month just to be able to post something. Well, we're not about that. You know, we're not out to make, you know, to make a lot of money off of it. You know, I mean, our advertisements are cheap.
Yeah, incredibly cheap.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, we just added an arcade for our members, you know, because I had a member. She's like, you know, I'm on here a lot, and I could use a game or two to play. Well, guess what? You got more than a game or two. You've got almost 300 games to play now. So, you know, we've got EVPs. You can upload your EVPs, yep. Upload videos. We've also got video chat. You can chat face-to-face with anybody you want to talk to on the website if they're willing to do it. You know, even your own group. You could get in your own group and have a video chat together. Make your own pages for your whole team.
Kind of looks and feels a bit like Facebook. So anyone that's coming from that venue of social media networking is really not going to feel too lost jumping in the deep end here. I think they're going to find it really easy to come along. Like, I made my profile there. I've made a page. I've posted in the forums. I've played the games. I've checked out the marketplace. Yet to buy anything, but there's a couple of fantastic books there. I guess you have a look at all the stats. Is it mainly US-based at the moment, or is it starting to grow outside of, well, the United States? Are there a lot of people coming from around the world now?
Mainly it is in the U.S. I believe we might have 20 members outside of the U.S.
Fantastic. And hopefully when this podcast goes out, you get a lot more because you're embracing people from all around the world, aren't you?
Yes, sir, we are. Anybody, it don't matter where you're from.
Anyone that's listening to this, how can they get there? What's the website and how do they sign up?
The website is www.ghosthuntersunited.com and follow the steps.
And it's very easy, guys. It's pretty much the exact same sign-up process than Facebook, but I believe you're not keeping anyone's personal details to use for advertising for you later.
No, no, sir, not at all. Everybody's information is safe. I won't sell it. I won't pawn it off anywhere. What is here is here.
And I guess, well, for me, it's a thank you for setting up one of these websites, because although I can talk to paranormal investigators around the world on Facebook, I really do feel, and I really have opened up a lot more Ghost Hunters United. It's been a little while since I posted something, but I'm going to get back on there very soon, because it is fantastic to go on your forums, and also fantastic to get people to, you know, just commenting on what I'm doing. I'm thinking, well, I'm sitting here in Australia, and I've got some people from the US commenting on, you know, some of the haunted histories I've put up of famous buildings in Australia. So it's really good. There's really a lot of information being shared.
Yeah, it is, and we don't have poke, we have spook.
Yes, I've been spooked a couple of times. I was looking at going, spook? What is going on here? Is someone psychically sending me ghosts to my house? Well, that'd be cool, I suppose. But yes, it is the equivalent of poking. Says that instead of poke wars, you have a spook war. All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us about Ghost Hunters United. So everyone's going to hopefully rush over to www.ghosthuntersunited.com. That's all one word, Ghost Hunters United. There's no hyphens or anything in there, is there?
No, no.
Nope. So very.
No, all you got to do is just type it in and follow the steps.
So thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No probs. And once again, guys, go to www.ghosthuntersunited.com to join in with all the fun and all the unity and get all sorts of information on the paranormal from around the world. So, yes, and throwing back to the studio.
I want to be spooked.
You want to be spooked on Ghost Hunters United?
Yeah, well, I didn't know about it, so it sounds pretty cool, and I'll probably sign up.
It's a great idea, and the guy's taken a lot of initiative to go and do something like this. I think it's amazing, really. It does give us paranormal investigators a bit of a sense of privacy, I suppose, where we can go and communicate amongst each other and not be ridiculed by some negative influences in the community.
I thought the comment was strange that he had one regular visitor and she wanted an arcade. I just thought it was unusual. Like, what sort of games do you think if we were going to put an arcade
Pac-Man.
On the
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, you reckon?
That's got to be.
Who we talked about Pac-Man last podcast? Yeah. Tig, I've got a couple of high scores on there, which I'm proud of.
Paranormalville.
That's right. As you might have heard, my voice sounded a bit weird during that interview. I was incredibly crook when recording that with Alex, but you know, you got to do what you got to do, and
you had to get up at some ridiculous time in the morning to do that too, didn't you?
I did, and that's the only reason why I didn't have a co-host interviewing, because when we're talking to people in the US and in the UK, there is quite a bit of a time difference. I think it's about 13 hours at the US, and well, I have to do it when it's very early for us here. So I think that interview is about 7 or 8 a.m. for us. So.
That's not early.
It's early for me. So guys, you reckon you guys are going to jump on Ghost Hunters United, get a profile going?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely we'll do that. Sounds awesome to me.
Same here. I've been meaning to for a while, and I thought, it doesn't matter. But now, definitely, I have had a quick look with Ash at the website, and it is really just like Facebook, but more private. And, I mean, it's a good way to communicate with people in the field. And once you do get that little bit of encouragement, I suppose, you can get your stuff out there to everyone else in the regular Facebook.
It sounds like it's a really good networking site for teams internationally to meet that may not have an avenue to do so as well.
Yeah, exactly. Although we can meet on Facebook, like Alex said, some of us are not ashamed, but some of us are a little bit shy to say what we do with our investigative life. We don't like to let a lot of our friends know. I guess that's not true for us. We're all pretty open about it, but there are a lot of people out there that like to keep it private, so it really is a great place to have like a Facebook-like interaction with other people, but everyone there is an investigator or into the ghost hauntings, UFOs, and that's the other thing. It's not just about ghosts. There is a lot of stuff that you can talk about there. You can listen to, like I said, you can listen to people's EVPs, you can upload them. There's all sorts of stuff going on there, and it is only relatively new. I'm not exactly sure how old it is, but there was only about 300 people at the time as we're recording this, and 92 people from Australia, so hopefully we can start bumping those numbers and get Australia represented, guys.
Yeah. No worries. Thanks a lot for this, Alex. It's a great initiative again, so, you know, thank you from me, and I'm sure from all of us here at the Paranormal Guide.
And I will see you soon on the website.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's really great to hear your voice, and I'll look forward to seeing what you put on your website and your page.
Excellent. And once again, guys, that's www.ghosthuntersunited.com. No spaces, no slashes, no hyphens, none of that. Just type it straight in. And the rest of that interview actually went for about half an hour, so that was only excerpts from it. So if you want to listen to more of that, hit up our podcast website and have a listen there, because we'll have it posted very, very soon. And now, I guess, right, we jumped straight into listeners' questions. We haven't gotten rid of that. We like to keep our old segment. So, guys, is listeners' questions something you want to keep?
Of course. My favourite bit.
Yeah, definitely. We want to know what you want to know, and we'll try to give you the best answer we can, I suppose.
And it's nice to know that there is some people listening.
All right, well, today's listener's question, we only got the one. We only put out the shout-out for listener's question the night before recording, so we only got the one that came straight through to our inbox. Once again, guys, if you're a bit shy on posting on Facebook, you can use the contact form on theparanormalguide.net, and it'll come straight to our website. So this one comes from John, and I'll get the team to answer this. And he asks, well, he says, congratulations, guys. You're doing a lot of great stuff. You're putting a lot of great free information out there. I'm very glad to be a part of your Facebook page and your website. But is it always going to remain free? The Paranormal Guide is growing at a fairly rapid pace, and eventually it might come to a point where we need to admin this a bit more full on. So how are we going to get some kind of cash flow to keep to pay for overheads when such a thing happens? So guys, I guess the question is, will the Paranormal Guide always remain free? And I'm gonna throw that to Paul.
Well, I don't think we're all here to make money, so I believe the website is always going to be free, unless there's a major boost to the numbers where we need to get our own server or something like that, where I'm sure we're not going to charge anyone for membership. All our YouTube stuff is always free, as YouTube is. You can generate income from that if you do get a lot of views, but I mean, we're not at that stage yet. I'm having a lot of fun doing all this, so my payment is my enjoyment, and that's what I'm here to do. If I can help you save money, that's probably what I'm more inclined to do by offering whatever knowledge I have in equipment and trying to guide you to buying the right equipment, I suppose, or steering you away from those duds that don't really work.
Well, for me, the Paranormal Guide will probably always be free. There may if it becomes like too big for us to run, like Paul said, and we have to buy our own server, I think the only option would be for a donation thing where you have a donation tab for people to send donations for. But, you know, you don't have to. That's what it is. It's a donation. As for myself, I do charge for readings, but not on the website.
It's an interesting idea, isn't it? I like some of the things that Paul said, and I would agree with what he said about it's, you know, my payment is my enjoyment of, you know, getting to meet new people and find out what they have to say, new opinions, learn something new. So if it was going to happen in the future, yeah, I'd sort of, it would be interesting, but I'm certainly not in it for the money. But yeah, it sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Everything that we're doing now at this point in time will always be free. The podcast would always be free. The Facebook page would always be free. The website would probably always be free. And like Tash said, we might do a donation thing if we ever need money to upkeep. You know, at the moment, it costs nothing to keep this going. There's nothing to it. Podcast hosting costs nothing. Well, it costs very little. Website hosting costs very little. URLs aren't cost very little. There's nothing huge. But I guess we are looking more into getting some of the productions happening, some bigger productions. So what we might do in the future, or very possibly do, is make some documentary, some more kind of like a feature-length thing. We're starting to buy a lot of equipment. We've got some really good sound recording equipment. We're getting some better camera equipment. So we might release some DVDs. And of course, there's nothing mandatory for our likers to buy that. That's, you know, if you're interested in what we make a DVD about, you can purchase it. And everything that there would A, go to help finance that website. It'll help finance any more admin type stuff that we need to do. So I guess really everything will remain free unless we do some very special productions.
And when you were saying before that it doesn't cost us that much money, it does. It really cost us a lot of money when you think of everything. I mean, the amount of money we spend on equipment is in the thousands. I hope my missus isn't listening to this. I know Ash has spent thousands on cameras as well. The website, the running of it, the competitions, all these little bits and pieces all add up. But, I mean, like we said, we're in it for the fun, which is... It's just amazing when you're walking through some of these old buildings or going out to a supposed UFO location. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, not to mention the time. I know it doesn't have a price on it, but time away from family and stuff like that, you know, and that does cost us a little bit sometimes, but we wouldn't do it if we didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, that's our other reward, isn't it? Getting away from the family.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
Maybe you.
We've found a group of people that we enjoy working with as well. And like I think it was Tash said before, that we all have different skills. And so, yeah, we all make our contributions in what we do, either especially, you know, our data on our computer, our driving around. We purchased our banners. We do those sorts of things, but it's because we enjoy doing it. And I don't think any of us started this thinking we were going to be making any financial gain from it.
So there you go, guys. That's pretty much it. Everything we're doing now will remain free. And if there was any charges or any expense we need to cover, it'd be through donations from you guys. Anyone that's grateful for listening, as well as any major productions we do down the track, we'll sell them, sell DVDs. Okay, so that's pretty much it. So at the moment, yeah, everything's free. In the foreseeable future, everything's free. There will be no charging for websites, you know, to access website, no charge. Just like Alex Hedge said, it's in it for the love of it. And, you know, if anyone wants to make donations, go for it. But at the moment, we don't really need them, but we'll let you know if we ever do. Like I said, it'll take us getting our own server, and that's thousands of dollars a year, so that's something down the line. There you go, guys. So that's it. So that's pretty much the end of this podcast. Podcast 000, What is the Paranormal Guide? So yeah, it was a little bit different to what the other podcasts will be. So I guess it's kind of awkward talking about ourselves, but future topics in order are, what is a paranormal investigator? We've got some interviews with some very seasoned investigators. So that one we have got is investigating dangerous or partaking in rituals. And we were lucky enough to interview John Safran for that one. So he talks a lot about his experiences with partaking in voodoo rituals. He was given an exorcism. He's been crucified. Lots
very
of
interesting person.
Absolutely. We're talking about ghost tours. We're talking about specific events. We're talking about demonology, paranormal shows. We got some of the paranormal investigators for some of these shows coming on. We got all sorts of stuff. So really, do not judge future podcasts from what you just heard tonight. This is our first go at the new podcast. So we'll stop this being rusty and we'll get right on into it. So Tash wants to chuck in something. No,
I'm fine.
Why are you leaning towards the mic then?
Just in case.
Well, as always, if you want to contact The Paranormal Guide, you can do so through Facebook, www.facebook.com/theparanormalguide. You can do so through the website, www.theparanormalguide.net. You can use the contact form there, or you can contact us through the mobile service, 0437233729. So throwing over to Tash now to introduce the band that's going to take us out for the night. And just to give you a little bit of a heads up, at the end of each show, we'll be running an unsigned artist through the show. Give them a bit of a leg up in the music industry. Get some fans happening to them. So with each artist, we'll give you a bit of a heads up on where you can find them on Facebook or where you can buy their albums. So, Tash, take it away.
And tonight we are playing on this podcast Dead But Not Gone by Cycloser. And you can find them on facebook.com/officialcycloser. And that's spelled CYCLOSA. And they're a local Adelaide band.
Rock on!
And from the Paranormal Guy, that's good night.
Good night. See you later.
Happy hunting.
Good night, everyone. Down the road.
Out of pain, I'm there from you.